Episode 3087, Are You Waiting for God to Go First?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have come with the expectation that nothing is impossible. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's all about your relationship with your Heavenly Father. But I have a serious question for you. Are you waiting for God to go first? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just as a reminder, we have partnered with pray.com. And if you haven't heard, we have a brand new TV show. Yes, I think we're up to now 25 episodes. So this coming 4th of July, we will be releasing our 26th episode. So come celebrate with us. Head on over to pray.com. You can find us there, Create Your Now. You'll see my picture. We go live there every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Whew, those times, a lot to remember. So I want you just to take a deep breath for a moment. And that deep breath is for you to settle in. Settle into what God has in store for you, because we bring our baggage. And for this moment, I want you to check all your baggage at the door and lay it at God's feet. You have no worries, but just what God has in store for you. You know, one way to define faith is by your actions or lack thereof. God guides you to positions, places, and possibilities, but it's up to you to take the first step. Are you waiting for God to go first? You know, in our journey of faith, we often find ourselves waiting for God to make the first move. Lord, it's up to you. We look to Him for guidance, direction, and miraculous interventions. But you, my friend, must be willing to step out in faith, even when you cannot see the outcome. So take a deep breath. I want you to explore the concept of walking by faith, not by sight. That comes from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, and how taking the first step can lead to extraordinary possibilities. Here, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, specifically addressing the believers in the city of Corinth. Now, this verse is part of a larger letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church to address various issues and encourage them in their faith. You know, preaching the truth of Christ to the world has brought Paul and his co-workers great suffering, yet they persist and persevere in contending for their faith. They refuse to give up. They're like, we're doing this. Living with unwavering courage because they firmly believe in the resurrection of Christ. How deep does your belief go? They eagerly anticipate receiving glorified eternal bodies that will free them from all earthly burdens and striving, meaning that we will all be, those who are believers, Christians, those who follow Jesus Christ and have accepted Him as their risen Lord and Savior, will all be resurrected, and we will all go to live in heaven together. And they believe this to the nth degree, and they eagerly anticipate receiving glorified eternal bodies that will free them from all of this stuff that's here on earth, all the burdens, all the striving, all trying to get there to make something happen. But as Paul eloquently expresses in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, they walk, or rather live or make a habit of, by faith and not by what they see. In other words, their unshakable belief in the gospel, including their own resurrection and eternal fulfillment, that they too will be raised up, which allows them to see beyond the present struggles. They may experience death, pain, suffering, adversity, opposition, and challenges, but they consider the unseen yet promised blessings awaiting them with Christ as more real than any temporary hardship in the present moment. Are you waiting for God to go first? Because you are called by God to walk by faith. Throughout the Bible, we are reminded of the importance of walking by faith. And this verse encourages you to trust in God's plan, even when it doesn't appear logical or feasible. Just like Peter walked on water, right? When Jesus called him to step out of the boat, you too are called to trust and obey, even in the face of uncertainty. And remember, God guides, you decide. While God goes before you, leading you to positions, places, and possibilities, right? He also desires for you to participate actively in your faith journey. He wants you to step out in faith even before you see the outcome. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. By acknowledging God and following his guidance, you open yourself up to incredible opportunities and blessings. Now, of course, you've got to step out in faith. Just as Peter experienced the freedom of walking on water once he took that first step, you too can experience the freedom and abundance that comes from walking by faith. But remember, Paul, it still wasn't easy. It's very simple, but it's not easy, and it's a long journey. So when you decide to trust God and act in obedience, you tap into his strength, his supernatural power, and provision. It may not always be easy, and you will face challenges along the way. You probably already have had hundreds of challenges in your lifetime, but by taking that leap of faith, you open yourself up to an extraordinary life of purpose and fulfillment. God's way, not your way. So don't wait for God to make the first move. Instead, choose to step out in faith and trust in his guidance. Remember that faith is not merely a belief system. You just don't adopt it because you think, oh yeah, this sounds great. It's in vogue. It's all cool. No, but rather a transformative experience that requires action. Take aim. Just like Peter, walking on water requires stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing the unknown. Allow God to go before you, but be willing to cut in line and take that first step. As you walk by faith, not by sight, you'll discover the incredible possibilities that lie ahead. My friend, my prayer for you, God doesn't want you to be a shadow. He wants you to step out in faith. God wants you to lead as he guides you so you can impact the world that you touch. May God continue to open the doors as you stay ready and willing to walk by faith, not by sight. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, blessed, happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.